Sort of finally, because I don't keep you for too long. What's the general Japanese impression of New Zealanders? Like, what do they think we're like?
I think there's a lot about New Zealanders that's quite similar to Japanese. I think they probably, and quite often a comment is, we're not much good at promoting ourselves. and they say, but we're not either. Mm. You know, other countries are much better. And it's partly a function of size, but also, and I think they see that we're quite reserved as a sort of natural characteristic. We're not sort of in people's faces or anything like that. I think they see that we stand for pretty much the same things in terms of democracy and the rule of law human rights, that sort of thing. I mean, the one thing, as you mentioned, that we just don't see eye to eye on is whaling. But it's interesting that where that's obviously a huge issue in New Zealand, in Japan, it sometimes makes it to page 5 or 6 of the Japanese language newspapers. It makes it to the front page of the English language newspapers, but it's not a big issue for them. At the same time, I think they struggle to know why we're sort of so passionate about it. And I think it's sort of, I don't know, I've been trying to sort of figure it out in my mind too, and I think part of it is, I think New Zealanders sort of come with a philosophy that sort of the environment is, you know, really to be treasured and you should preserve it, whereas the Japanese see it slightly different, that the environment is something that you manage. And I think there's just a slight difference in approach like that, that, you know, the Japanese will look at something and think, well, how can we improve that? Whereas we look at it and say that that's special as it is, don't touch it, you know.
Their landscape shows that, right? Like how they've got concrete channels and stuff lined their rivers there. Like on these shores, you see these great big concrete blocks that kind of like help with erosion. So the point of management of the environment's a very good one.
I just hope that we can find some way forward on that. I mean, we were very close to it last year at the International Whaling Conference. I mean, after sort of about 15, 20 years, whatever it was, of just absolute bickering, people were actually talking to each other and trying to find some way forward. But in the end, it just wasn't possible at that time. But I mean, just every year it sort of ratchets up, and every year, you know, it's getting closer to somebody being killed, unfortunately. So I just hope we can avoid that. It's just a different perception. It does puzzle me why they can't say, they can't give way on that, because it's not a big item on the diet. Certainly not. But I think a lot of Japanese would see it perhaps as the thin edge of the wedge, that if they give way on whaling, then tuna will be next, and then after tuna, what will be after that? And then they worry about their food supply. We just have to try and keep at it and find some way forward if we possibly can. How do you sense that in New Zealand?
It's definitely a hot topic, you know. Yeah. You mention it, and everyone definitely has the opinion on it. And you know, normally it's not a good one. It's the one thing that, you know, you say, I've been to Japan, it's great, and then someone says, is there anything bad? And the first thing that pops into everyone's head about it is just the whaling. The weird thing I've noticed though is that there's whale imagery everywhere. Like, we were in Osaka and we were seeing, like, you know, little cartoon whales and little, like, whale statues and things, and all this sort of celebration of whales. And I don't know if that's, like, I don't know what the what sort of the there's this I don't know
sort of a relationship with the imagery, and yet there's this whole whaling industry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it seems quite weird.
We have fluffy sheep though, don't we, that we like to sell?
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a very good point. As I was saying that, I was like, wait a minute.
I went to say, I mean, the whaling industry is really tiny, isn't it?
It really is, and I think the general public is quite apathetic towards the consumption of whale meat, because I don't think, because it's a declining market for sure, it's shrinking.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a bit of a struggle, right, to try and...
I think, and even when they, you know, the last year that Bethune was being tried and there were protests and so on, but I mean, I wouldn't want to incite them, but it really was a very small protest crowd. I mean, on they made a lot of noise, but it was sort of really a renter crowd. Quite honestly, yeah.
Were they here? Or
they came here, but I think it was, what, 16, is it? I think it still got the impression the way it was represented in New Zealand television and in the media was it was a large sort of crowd, and it was representative of, sort of mainstream Japanese thinking. It wasn't at all. It was a very small group. But this is the sort of thing that's sort of hard to figure in Japan. I mean, I think that Japanese farmers represent something like 2% of the population, but somehow they've got huge political clout. You'd sort of say, well, surely it's in the interests of Japanese consumers to have a free trade agreement with New Zealand and with Australia and other reliable producers of agricultural products. Japan will never produce more than, at most, about 40% of its food requirements. It needs to shore up its lines of supply for food. It produces great vegetables and even Japanese rice, which is highly expensive, is preferred because it's just that's the taste that people like. Just in the same way, if you asked a Kiwi that buy New Zealand lamb, even if the Aussie lamb was next door and a bit cheaper, they'd probably buy the New Zealand lamb. And so there's actually no need to protect it. That the more they protect it, the more they sort of stifle it in a way. Because it stifles innovation by farmers who want to, aggregate farmland and sort of achieve economies of scale and things like that. So it's sort of it's really hard to rationalise why they do it. And the same with the whales. You say, why are they digging their toes in so much about this? And I mean, because I sort of think the idea that it's an integral part of Japanese culture is really, pretty stretching a long bow, I reckon.
Yeah.
And, people ate it after the war when food was really short, and
yes,
so probably people with memories dating back to there think, gee, this is, we got to sort of preserve our food chain. But if that's the basic thought, well then why not link up with New Zealand, who can, help you. And do it on a long-term basis, and because if you look at fisheries, if you look at forestry, there's good linkages between Japanese companies and New Zealand. It's just the agriculture that is the difficult one. So I'm sure that New Zealanders probably have their curiosities to other countries as well. But
that's probably true. No, we're far too nice for that.
Yeah.